Communities across the region are coping with people who live on the streets and appear to have nowhere else to go. And so the efforts to confront the problem continue with new announcements all the time and new facilities like the new Gary Leaf Navigation Center in Roseburg, opened earlier this summer. It is a shelter that provides some other services as well. It is named for a state representative who died in office and before doing so helped get state money for the center. The City of Roseburg and United Community Action Center, UCAN, are partners in the center. Sean Pritchard is UCAN's Executive Director. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff.
Good to have you here. Shelley Briggs Loosley is with us as well, a Roseburg City Council member. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Councillor, start us off. Give us a sketch of the situation with homelessness in the City of Roseburg and environs.
That was addressed to me, I'm sorry.
Yes.
We are beginning to accommodate the issue, and the Navigation Center was our first major step in that direction, which opened July. You help me out, Sean.
July 1st, yes.
Yes, July 1st. We made the deadline for the state's gift of $1.5 million towards the Navigation Center.
Mm-hmm. And how much has the problem grown in Roseburg in recent years, would you say, Counselor?
Considerably during COVID. And at this point, I feel it is leveled out some with the ability to move around for the unhoused.
Mm-hmm. And what was the before the Leaf Center opened, what were the shelter options in Roseburg, if any?
Only during cold times, we would have warming centers with some churches and our other agency. The Dream Center had a warming center when it got cold.
All right, so just when the weather conditions got extreme, but otherwise nothing, really.
Correct.
All right, so Sean Pritchard at UCAN, UCAN serves more than just Roseburg. Lay out where you are active on homelessness across the region and the general situation.
Sure. So UCAN, first of all, we're a part of a larger nationwide network of 1,000 community action agencies, and really we tailor our services towards the local needs. So community action agency may not be providing the same services from adjacent sister agency, but we serve the geography primarily of Douglas and Josephine counties. Our agency is 250 employees. Our current budget is $40 million. And just a number of programs. For instance, we run the Head Start in Douglas County. Also, the WIC program, the food bank. So it kind of goes on and on and on. And I would consider our agencies, program experts in service delivery.
All right. And, I'm glad you brought up the concept of community action agency, because every county has one in some form, right?
Right. That's correct. I mean, it's a nationwide coverage.
Like in Jackson County, it's Access. In Lane County, it looks like the Lane County Human Services Division functions as the Community Action Agency.
That's right. And we have been, tasked with taking the lead on these issues in many ways when it comes to shelter.
Mm-hmm. When we're talking about shelter and Councillor Briggs Loosley mentioned that there seem to be more people living homeless during COVID. Talk about money from the various COVID relief packages and how they have been applied to things like dealing with homelessness.
Okay, well, as you mentioned, Gary Leaf played a tremendous role in getting the allotment from the state through House Bill 2006, which was part of the 2021 regular session, and originally there were a number of communities listed in that bill, and Roseburg was not one of them. So Gary Leaf and his legislative aide, Mike Feldman, who Mike was actually the predecessor to me here at UCAN, worked together to get Roseburg listed in that bill with a $1.5 million award. And then in addition to that, ARPA funds were allotted to Roseburg for a number of uses, and the City Council determined that part of that money would go toward an operating budget for the Navigation Center to supplement that. And then here recently, UCAN and the city have worked together for another $1 million through Oregon's Housing and Community Development through another grant. So it would seem, you know, that we have, you know, we've primed the pump here to run a Navigation Center for 2 years. So that's secured. After that, we're going to have to see where it goes. And all along, I've, you know, kind of preached the message that it can't just be social service agencies that gets the job done here or makes an impact. And the city is really, there's been a sea change, I think, politically with the city of Roseburg City Council and other city councils in Southern Oregon, and that, you know, the problem isn't going away. And so it needs to be addressed, and this is a step forward for Roseburg, and then they're taking other measures as well when it comes to safe and secure sites for tent camping. They recently passed an ordinance that would allow for that, and so we hope all these measures do make an impact. And it's, you know, the visibility, we can see that during COVID there was certainly an increase in homelessness, and as I said, it's something that's not going, it doesn't seem to be going away. And we're not here saying that we are going to end homelessness, right? That would that would be a lofty statement, but together we can make an impact, and that's I believe that's you know, a goal that we can shoot for.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. That is Sean Pritchard, the executive director of UCAN, the United Community Action Center, which is a partner with the city of Roseburg and the new Gary Leaf Navigation Center, opened on July 1st to provide shelter for homeless people and some services to help get them out of a state of homelessness. You can join us on the exchange with your questions, your comments, your concerns at 800-838-3760 by phone, 800-838-3760. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Councillor Briggs, loosely follow up on what Sean was talking about there. This is a, sounds like a fairly big step for the city of Roseburg to take.
Yes, it has been, and we are looking forward to being able to continue it after the current funding is used. So we're looking at possible ways and opportunities and grants to continue the services.
And how many shelter beds in the new facility?
When that gets open in a couple, 3 months, there'll be 30 beds inside the building.
All right. So the shelter itself is not open at this point?
Well, the inside 30 beds is not.
Okay.
The 10 pods outside are fully open and also filled to capacity at this moment.
Okay. So was it just a matter of getting the inside finished?
Correct. It's some remodeling work and getting it finished. Exactly. Not enough time yet.
to what do you attribute the sea change that Sean was describing on the city council? It sounds like there's been a real new, to take this step we've talked about is a big one.
Over a year ago, about a year and a half ago, the council visited down in Medford and saw how they were dealing with their homeless, and I think there, and I was not on the council at that point in time, and there's just been a change in realizing that Roseburg needed to do something as well.
All right. So how much, I mean, we'd mentioned that the million and a half from the state, what has the city committed to keeping the Gary Leaf Navigation Center open for the 2 years?
The ARPA funds that we've committed.
All right. So is it pass-through money basically coming from COVID relief?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Sean Pritchard, of the shelter beds, we're talking 30 indoors and was it 10 tent pods?
Right.
Okay. Is that enough to make a significant difference in the city of Roseburg? Do you anticipate those being vacant much?
Well, they're to capacity now. And a big part of this is, you know, getting success stories. And we do have, you know, only after being open a month and a half, you know, we do have our first success story of a person moving on with the to permanent housing with coordination through NeighborWorks and the VA. We're able to place an individual in permanent stable housing, and that doesn't mean that you know, the wraparound services go away. We continue to case manage folks to make sure they're successful and can carry on in permanent housing. So that's an intensive process, and this is only going to change, can only really be made one person at a time, but we're committed to doing that.
All right, so there's not a graduation in a sense. You don't leave the shelter and that's the end of it.
That's correct. I mean, we don't turn back you know, services just because they're permanently housed. We continue to follow their success, and but maybe we will have graduation parties. That's a great idea, getting people in permanent housing. We will celebrate our successes, and that's how, you know, we'll bring other funders in, private sector, interfaith, and we need to tell a story.
You mentioned that first success story involved the VA, so we have to assume it's a veteran. How often do you find homelessness coinciding with being a veteran?
Well, you know, we do have a VA hospital in Roseburg, so to a certain extent, we've always seen some homeless as a result of people coming in for services and then staying around Roseburg. But UCAN has had a veteran service for quite a while in working to get permanent housing. And we do that through Umpqua NeighborWorks and our Public Housing Authority and VA vouchers. So we've been involved in that for a while. And that's really why, you know, I felt this was something that we could take on, because we also have some permanent and temporary housing that we own. And then we have, you know, as I mentioned, ran the VA voucher program trying to get people permanently housed. So it's kind of a marriage of those two programs running the center. So,
and it sounds like you really got to a point of critical mass where you got enough agencies doing enough things that it was possible to take on something like the Gary Leaf Navigation Center and have some confidence that after those first 2 years there would be some continuity, some ability to keep it funded.
Well, that's correct. I don't think we could be here without the city's support. Certainly they've really taken the lead in things like remodeling the structure and securing the infrastructure that's needed for the site. So, team effort right now, that's for sure.
We were talking about the opening of the Gary Leaf Navigation Center in Roseburg, which includes indoor and outdoor shelter space and some other services as well, named after the late state representative Gary Leaf of Roseburg, who died in office a few years ago. But before he did, he allocated $1.5 million for what became the shelter in his name. You can join the conversation. Your questions, your comments, welcome on the exchange at 800-838-3760 or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Councillor Briggs, loosely talk about the deadline there. I mean, you acknowledged that there was a July 1st deadline. You basically had to use the money or lose it, it sounds like.
That's correct. And it was a very fast turnaround, just a few months. And we looked at about 20 different sites and properties, and it was extensive. And then we found the building that we currently purchased just in time. So, and then with the pods, we were able to be open on July 1st.
Okay, so that was what enabled you to get to the official. You were there and up and running by July 1st.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
All right. So what was the building? What was the space before?
I believe it was offices for UCAN. Mm-hmm. Correct, Sean?
Right. Right.
Yes.
So it was a UCAN building, and we were running several programs out of that. And as Shelley mentioned, that they looked at numerous sites and determined this was the best one because of the structure being there, and also the parking lot would allow for the placement of the pods. But UCAN had already purchased the pods, and we were just waiting for the city to make a determination on where those would be sited.
Let's talk about Gary Leaf himself. Shelley, he had been a Douglas County commissioner before he became a state representative. Did you know him?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he served in public service for quite a few years, it sounds like.
Yes, he did. And he really looked after his community, and community first. Very big heart, and worked really hard for us.
And so, yeah, with that $1.5 million, but as Sean had said, that really wasn't in the original package of stuff heading out to the counties, and he made sure it got there.
Yes, that is why we can call it the Gary Leaf Navigation Center, and we're forever grateful.
So, Sean Pritchard, talk about what else needs to happen. I mean, it seems like there are other components of getting people housed that still need to be explored.
Well, right. It's an intensive process, as you might imagine. People come in for, we kind of call it a triage, and come in and we determine what sort of services they might need, and then work with partners such as the Umpqua Healthcare Alliance, the CCO up here, and then Aviva Healthcare, and ADAPT through their services for mental health that they provide, HIV Alliance, and the Domestic Violence Agency up here, Peace at Home is the name of that, and on and on and on. And so it's a rather, we refer to it as wraparound services because it's something that you can alone can't carry all this. So we rely upon partners and we refer people out for those services. But the big issue in doing case management that we have had is that, people move along. When they're homeless, they move to different sites, right? So it's hard to carry on the case management when we don't necessarily know where they are. So that's a big part of why, we can site people together and then make sure that we're following a continuum of care with them.
Well, given the ubiquity of cell phones, I mean, do you have at least that much going? You can at least get a hold of people, even if you don't know physically where they are?
Yeah, I would say to a certain extent, but that doesn't replace, face-to-face and all the things that go along with that.
Yeah, okay. Counselor Shelley Briggs Loosley, what's the pace of home building in the Roseburg area, and is it big enough in numbers and low enough in price to help the situation somewhat?
We do have some construction going on out Diamond Lake Boulevard, and that's the area that we're focusing on with lower income and subsidized housing.
Okay, so things are happening, but lots more needs to happen too, clearly along the way. So
yeah.
When Sean, do you expect to have the indoor shelter beds open?
I believe we're shooting for early next year. It's a bit dependent upon supply chain and other, labor. And but the city's really taking the lead on that. And I think they're making some decisions on contractors here soon.
All right. We will keep an eye on the situation. We are talking about the opening of the Gary Leaf Navigation Center in Roseburg to address homelessness with a partnership between the city and UCAN, United Community Action Center. Sean Pritchard is the UCAN Executive Director. Shelley Briggs Loosley from the Roseburg City Council. Thank you both.